But I wrote higher power.
The song has been coming to my mind. I'm sure some of you know that song, part of it anyway. But oh yes, there's a higher power. Kind of like a, I don't know, kind of an encouraging song, I think. But anyway, the Lord has been on my mind for several days, that song. And I thought, the higher power we know is the Holy Spirit. And we need the Holy Spirit. And I was thinking about the song that says, the tide of emotion may run as it will, but the Father and Son abide in me still. You know, though Satan may whisper, it may not be so. I'll testify stronger, I'm whiter than snow. You know, the Lord wants us to be assured that we have the Holy Spirit in this world and that we keep the Holy Spirit burning in our souls. And the Holy Spirit is what's going to bless the church. I'd like to turn over to Acts. This is one of my favorite scriptures about Jesus, because after he rose from the dead, he ascended up into heaven, and the disciples saw him. You know, and I just think that would have been such a glorious day if I could have been there. But by faith, I believe it. And by faith, I receive that Jesus arose from the dead and showed himself 40 days to the disciples. He showed himself. Why did he do that? He did that to the disciples because he wanted to show them and comfort them. And also he wanted to increase their faith so they would not doubt one bit that he's dead. I'm not dead. I'm alive. And he wanted to assure the disciples. But when Jesus got through with them, those disciples never doubted one bit that Jesus was dead. They were very sad when he first died. This was their Jesus. They had walked with him. They saw him do miracles. He fed the 5,000. You know, the women, the children. He did miracles. He healed people. They saw all these things. And then their Jesus was hung on a cross. What an end. It almost seems that way with us sometimes. You know, we live our life and then we die and people pass by us and we see the saints in a casket, it looks like an end that's just, you know, it looks terrible. How could you get any worse than that as far as the flesh goes, you know? And then they put him in the ground and you think, oh, this is just awful. This is horrible. But we have a hope that's greater than that. We have a hope of the resurrection. And that's the way with the Lord. I want to read here in Acts. It says here in the second verse, until the day in which he was taken up, after that he through the Holy Ghost had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen, to him also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them for 40 days and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God, and being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, ye have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. What more could the Lord Jesus give to us? What greater blessing, this higher power, this Holy Spirit, what greater blessing could God or Jesus bestow on his church when he left? Was that power to keep us sealed from the devil. Amen. Sealed. I remember when the night that I was sanctified in Michigan, we had had a family gathering. Something had came up and disturbed me, and I wasn't sanctified, and I didn't act just right. And I appreciate some of the ministers sometimes that tell on themselves a little bit, because, you know, we want the people to realize that we're human beings too. But God has sanctified us. He has cleansed us from sin, and we can testify that we live holy lives, that we live free from sin. But you know, before you're sanctified, you do have a carnal nature that needs to be burned out of you. And this would be the greatest blessing for the church if the church would go forward. And people need to be sanctified, not just saved, but get sanctified, get filled with the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit is a higher power. It's a power that we can't have in ourselves. And you know, I was so disappointed by the way that I had acted on this. It was a really hard trial for me. But, you know, I shouldn't have acted the way I did. And someone even in the family said to me, you know, you didn't represent the church very good today. You don't just, you, really, really made me feel bad. But when I went home that night, I remember, I said, you know what? I'm going to get some help. I'm not going back on God. And that night, after Jerry went to sleep and we had a little baby Tammy then, I went in the kitchen and I got by a chair. It's about 2 o'clock in the morning. And I was desperate. I said, I want to stay saved. And you know, we didn't have, quote, maybe a pastor, someone to teach me. But the Lord taught me that I needed more power. And we need to be desperate after God. And you know, I went and I said, Lord, do not everyone act like this again. I do not want to shame your church. I want to act like a Christian under trials. I want more power, God. I've got to have it. I said, I don't want to go back in sin. And I really didn't hardly even understand all the depths of sanctification. I didn't. I hadn't even been saved very long. But I knew I needed something. You know, it was just like Brother Warner said one time. He said, this brother was trying to give an excuse because he wasn't sanctified. And he said, Brother Warner, he says, I just don't have the brains for sanctification. Just can't figure it all out. And you know what? Brother Warner said to me, God bless you, brother. It doesn't take brains. Doesn't. You know what it takes? It takes someone sincere. It takes someone wanting to give all to God. Someone that wants to stay saved the rest of their life and know they can't do it without God. There's things I met in my life I would have been a failure if it hadn't been for the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit has lifted me up above it all. He's gave me songs in the night. He's given me comfort when I needed it. He's been the greatest friend in my whole life. The Holy Spirit has just given me the comfort and the power and the strength to face difficulties in life and hard places. He's helped me to lift me up above it and whisper songs to you and tell you, go on, go on. Keep encouraged. I love you. And the Holy Spirit is the sweetest spirit you'll ever know. You just don't know what you're missing if you don't have the Holy Spirit. But you know, that night I remember praying so earnestly, and all of a sudden, it was just the floodgates of heaven came. I never doubted my experience of being sanctified. The Lord's power was just there. It was so powerful that I got up and I said, oh God, thank you so much. Thank you so much for helping me. You know, I just knew I was in the presence of God. And I got on the phone and I called Jerry's grandmother. She was like my pastor, you know. And we got saved at her house. And I called her and I said, Grandma, something's happened to me. I said, I was praying to the Lord for help and more power. And I said, it feels like angels is in this kitchen. And she says, honey, you got sanctified. You got the Holy Spirit. I was so happy. But you know, the Holy Spirit is power to live a holy life. It's not just emotions. We get emotions. But the song that says there, emotions can run as they will. The Father and Son abide in me still. See, you know, sometimes we don't even feel. We don't feel anything special. And it doesn't matter how we feel. We know God is with us anyway. And I like to read old books. And so I remember one time Brother Warner was walking up. He said he was walking up to the pulpit to preach. And he said he didn't feel anything. You know, you want to know you're inspired. You want to know you're not going to, you know, you're doing the right thing. But he said he didn't feel anything. But he got up and the Lord blessed him. He preached for 2 hours. So sometimes we have to take it by faith, you know. Then sometimes God does give us emotions. But emotions are what they are. They're emotions. But there is a power of the Holy Spirit that makes you feel. You feel it. It's in your soul. But beyond all that, it helps you live a holy life. That's what it's for. And it's for to comfort you. I remember Jerry's grandmother, she was telling me one day, how would you like to have a policeman knock on your door and tell you that your sons have been in a terrible car accident? Her oldest son that was married lived right next door. His name was Jerry, what my Jerry was named after. And Donnie was about 17, and they were on their way to work. Donnie lived at home. And the policeman knocked on the door and said, one son has been killed in this car accident, and the other one is barely alive. She said, Marcia, she said, I went, stood by the kitchen. I said, oh, God, help me now. Give me power to overcome this, to carry me through. How would you like to get news like that in one day that two of your children, and he died too, two of your children died. But Grandma, she said, the Lord took her through the funeral. The Lord took her through it all. You know, life is wonderful. Life is a blessing in lots of ways. But there are hard times we have to face. And this is why we need a higher power. We need the Holy Spirit to help us. I don't know what I'd do without the Holy Spirit. And I have to have it. I have to have the Lord help me. I need the Lord. I don't feel strong in myself. I don't feel sufficient in myself. I don't feel like, you know, Marcia, you could do this. You could make it to heaven. I can make it to heaven with God, with God's grace and with His Holy Spirit. But anyway, it goes on to say, Jesus said to them, but ye shall receive power. See, you're going to get some power now. Power that you didn't have before. Power that you didn't have. You know, Peter, before he was sanctified, he was so, a little maid said, well, I perceive that you've been with Jesus. Your speech betrayeth you. He says, no, I don't know. He even cursed and swore and said he didn't know Jesus. Isn't that terrible? Isn't that one of the most, you think, well, that's one of the most worst things a person could do. Deny the Lord and then curse and swear. But you know what Peter did? He was scared. See, this is why the Lord, he looks at why you do things. Your motive. Was your motive really to do wrong? Was your motive really to hurt somebody? Or did you just do it because you were under pressure? Or you had, you know, God looks at your heart. And Peter went out and wept bitterly. We don't want to forget that. Let's just think about Peter, you were so bad. But Peter went out and wept bitterly. There's many times, you know, we don't want to judge one another because you know why? That same person could go in their closet of prayer and weep bitterly for what they did and get straightened out with God. And we still remember what they did, but they were all straightened out with God. Peter got straightened out with God and he got sanctified. And how many souls were saved when he preached? How many souls were saved? Yeah, it says in the first of these four chapters. But you know, the Lord used Peter, and he can use us if we will give our hearts and lives to him. I am just so glad how the Lord is blessing and bringing younger ones up into the ministry and how the Lord is working among us. And the Lord wants to do more. I love to see the young people get up here and sing specials and how God blesses them. They are the future church, and the Lord wants to bless. He wants to give us all the power we need. Saints, we can have all the power that we need to live a holy life. The Holy Spirit is for us. The Holy Spirit is for us. It says, ye shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost is to come upon you. And ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. And it says, and when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, take yourself to that day. On that mount, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven, as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which he is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. You know, there they saw, and as I was reading and studying about this, it said Jesus went up. He didn't just go, whew, but he went gently, gently going up into heaven with the angels telling them, why are you gazing? This same Jesus is coming. You know, what do you think the disciples thought? He told us, wait, and we're going to have power. And now we see our Jesus going up into heaven. My, what did they experience? 40 days he was alive and showed himself to them. I want to read just a little bit back here, just a little bit back in St. John, where Jesus came to them. One of the sweetest things, I think, is when Peter, you know, I was just thinking how Peter thought. He was just very an outspoken disciple. And when Jesus died, he probably thought, you know what? I just need to go back to my old occupation. I mean, everything's over. Jesus is dead, and you know, I'm just going to go fishing. And so they all decided, he said, I'm going to go fishing. They said to him, we also go with thee. They went forth and entered to a ship immediately, and that night they caught nothing. But when the morning was now come, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples knew not that it was Jesus. And Jesus saith unto them, children, have ye any meat? They answered him, no. And he said unto them, cast the net on the right side of the ship, and ye shall find. They cast therefore, and now they were not able to draw it for the multitude of fishes. Peter said, it is the Lord. You know, the Lord just allowed them to catch nothing, and the Lord allowed them to do that and catch nothing because he wanted to teach them a lesson. You are not called to be fishers of this world anymore. You are not called to catch fish. I've called you to catch men. Don't you remember? That's what I told you to do. It's not that it's wrong to fish. You know, I've never done a lot of fishing. I probably like to do that. You know, I just never was raised in a farm area and things. I just didn't do a lot of fishing. But I think fishing, it would be a wonderful thing to do. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with fishing. It was just that Jesus wanted them to do something else. He wanted them to be fishers of men. And you know, it is the same with us. The Lord calls us to do certain things. He wants us to do it. He wants us to keep focused. What we heard in this meeting, you know, the eternal world is not seen, but yet it's so much more really real than even here. Because, dear ones, without the Spirit, without the Spirit in us, we are dead. We are dead mortals. And I know you think, well, that's kind of silly to say it that way. I don't mean to be silly. But what I mean to is just think of it. When you see someone dead in a casket, all that's left is this mortal body that the person lived in. But we are more spirit. We are more spirit, and we're more real than this flesh and bones that you see. You know, the spirit, it said the flesh profiteth nothing, but the spirit giveth life. Oh, it's wonderful. And when the Holy Spirit comes into your temple, you know, years ago, the Lord wanted to dwell with his people, and they had the tent, and Moses, and you know, he dwelt with them, and they had to carry it along, and all that. And then later, they built God this a beautiful temple to dwell in. But you know, the Lord wasn't satisfied with that. He wanted to come inside you. You know, the scripture, the song says, I can't think of the words exactly, but you know, God wants to get in your temple, your body. That's what he wants to sanctify. He's not interested. This is a wonderful, beautiful building. But dear ones, without the people, this is just a building. God's church is the people. You know, it's just a building. If we didn't have the power of God working with us, if we didn't have the Holy Spirit among us, we do not have a piano. We do not have an organ. We do not have entertainment here. But you know what we do have? We have the most precious thing in the world. We have the Holy Spirit. We have power to live holy lives. And you know what? I worship with people that love God, that live sinless lives. That means more to me than anything in this world, that I can have confidence in you, that I know that I love you, and I know that you love God truly. You're not trying to do sinful things and come here and say you're a Christian, but you're really living it. You're living it at home. You're living it on vacation. Wherever you go, you dress the same way. You're godly people. You live holy lives. That's what's important. That's the most thing important. It's not the beautiful piano, which I like music. But I don't have to have it. I don't have to have this stuff because I want people that love the Lord. You know, sometimes some of my family will play some songs of the saints singing without music. And they say, my, they can sing good. Some of these special singing, you know. Tammy has got it on her phone. And we went down to see my mother in West Virginia, and they played some of the songs out in Oregon. Beautiful song out there that the young people sang. And you should have seen their faces. My brother-in-law and my nephew, and they said, the Lord sure was with them in that song. They said, you can sure feel the presence of God in that song. I mean, they recognized. And they said, and there's no music. There's no help.
That sure has to be God. Well, that's what we want. That's why we don't have these things. We want people to recognize the power of God, a higher power. You know, we get ourselves in places where our back's up against the wall. We get people in our families that are sick and different difficulties, and we don't know what to do. Saints, we just don't know what to do. I remember years ago, a little girl, she got kicked in the stomach with a horse. Puff, and her stomach, it was cut wide open there, and we didn't know what to do, and she asked me what to do, and I said, well, I think we need to go get some stitches, you know, and help her out here. And so we did, and the Lord helped her, you know. And there's sometimes we get our back up against the wall. We don't know what to do. And sometimes, I know I was in a car accident. I didn't want to go to the hospital, but I was thrown in there. I didn't have no say. It was like 2:00 in the morning. We were coming home from Jerry's mother's house. I didn't want to go to the hospital. The saints, I was put in there, and I needed God's mercy. And you know, the Lord, he helped me. And they told me, I remember they come along. I'm talking about a higher power than doctors. I know doctors can do many things that I appreciate, how they help people sometimes. I don't want to be mean towards doctors, but I want to say that there's a higher power, that God can help you when your back's up against the wall and you don't know what to do. And let's not judge one another. Let's be merciful. Let's be loving, because if we don't, we don't know, we're going to get ourselves in a hard place. We get ourselves or our children get in a hard place, and we don't know what to do. Let's love one another. Let's be merciful to one another, because we're just human beings. But God told me there's a higher power. There's a higher power that can help you through these things. And you know, it's so wonderful to trust in Jesus. It's a blessing. Oh, divine healing is a blessing. The Lord has healed me many times in my life. And that car accident, I won't go into all the details of, but they thought my spleen had been ruptured because I lost so much blood. But what it was, I was hit in the temple. I was like 29 years old. I had 40 stitches inside and out in my temple. Jerry had a broken jaw in two places. We had broken ribs. Our brother and sister Roberta were assistant pastors to Brother Sellers. We were just really in trouble that night. You know, the good Lord, I remember I was in the hospital, blood was all over my jacket. They had to cut my jacket off. I couldn't move, my ribs were hurting so bad, and the blood wouldn't stop pouring out. It might sound kind of gory, but it's true, we get in some hard places. And you know, I was praying to the Lord, Lord, help me to live to raise my little girls. But you know, when the doctor, he come over, he said, we can't stop the bleeding. I can't sew your head up. We can't stop the bleeding. None of the saints have got there yet. I prayed to the Lord, laying there. I said, Lord, stop this bleeding in Jesus' name. I could hardly talk, but the Lord heard my prayer. It wasn't long, praise God. He said, the blood is clotting, praise Lord. He didn't say praise Lord, but you know, I did. But he said, the blood is clotting. And he said, I can sew it up. And he began to sew my head up. You know, I'm thankful that that doctor had the wisdom and understanding to sew my head up. We don't want to be mean to these people. They're human beings. But we want to know that there's a higher power. God, my great God, helped me to live that night. My God, I give him the glory. I give him the glory. God bless Jerry. God helped him to live. You know, it's wonderful, isn't it? Our children, our little children, praise God, little Jody didn't get hurt, but Tammy had a broken arm, and Rhonda was hit in the face real hard, and it was all black and blue and swollen, but she never had any after effect from it. I praise the Lord. I remember coming home from the hospital about a week later. My mom came to stay with us, and to make a long story short, I know I could tell so much, but you know, they wanted to give me a blood transfusion. I called for press. I don't want that. I don't want a blood transfusion. It's a good thing I didn't, because I tell you, back then, there were some bad diseases they were letting through. People were donating blood just to make money. People that were on drugs and things like that, I could have got a bad disease from that blood. But I wasn't thinking that way. I just wanted to trust the Lord, you know. And I said, I don't want any blood transfusion. Well, some of the relatives that were not in the church, they signed a paper to make me. to make me take it. But you know, the saints begin to pray. And then within 24 hours, the doctor said, I give her 24 hours. If her blood count goes up, I won't do it. And the Lord helped my blood to go up. It was a miracle. All I had was liquids and a little bit, maybe Jell-O. I didn't have anything to strengthen me that much. They wouldn't give me hardly nothing. But the Lord healed my blood. And he checked my blood and it went up. It soared up, praise God. I don't know how much it went up, but it went up enough they left me alone. But the Lord is a great God. He has a higher power than man. He can do what man cannot do. It's wonderful, isn't it? Oh, the Lord is so wonderful. Pray for me now. I get excited and I get thinking about all these things. It's so wonderful. The Lord, I just want to encourage you this morning. Whatever you're going through, remember, God has a higher power. He can heal anything. He created our bodies. I tell the Lord that sometimes when something's going wrong, I'm not feeling good. I say, Lord, you made my body. You know what's the matter with me. And sometimes the Lord will tell me. He'll tell me what I need to do. Sometimes it's the way we eat and drink. And we could get off on something else, but we want to keep reading this. You know, it says, Peter, it is the Lord. Peter said, it is the Lord. And it says, and then Jesus said, bring of the fish which ye have now caught. And Simon Peter went up and drew the net to land full of great fishes, 153. And for all there were so many, yet was not the net broken. And Jesus said unto them, come and dine. Do you remember that song, Come and Dine? My children, come and dine. Oh, yes. You know what? Jesus was alive. This was after he had died on the cross. He's a resurrected Savior. Jesus is alive. I serve a risen Savior. He's in this world today. Praise God. He is alive. He's our risen Savior. Oh, it says here, then Jesus said, Simon, he's teaching an object lesson here. You know, the Lord teaches us lessons. Do you like to get taught lessons? Well, the Lord teaches us lessons by things. Sometimes he chastises us. It says, whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth. But remember, there's a higher power. When you get your back up against the wall, so to speak, there's a higher power that can do anything. The Lord can do anything. I'm not afraid to trust the Lord. He can do anything. It says here, and Peter says, he said to Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these fishes? He saith unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. And he saith unto him, feed my lambs. He saith unto him again the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? He saith unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. And he saith unto him, feed my sheep. Then the third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, lovest thou me? He said, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. Jesus saith unto him, feed my sheep. You know, there's a scripture that says that the Lord apprehends us. Do you think he's going to let Peter go? No. Do you think he's going to let us go if we really love him? He's not going to let us go. He's going to come after us. In some way, and this is what he did to Peter, he's going to come after us. I'm so glad. I want the Lord to come after me. I want the Lord to apprehend me. I want to make it to heaven, Sister Tricia. I want to go. I want to make it to the very end. I know the Lord's going to help us. He's got power. He's got great power. Oh, just be encouraged today. Whatever you need, the Holy Spirit can help you. He told Thomas, remember Thomas over in the 20th chapter of St. John? The doors were being shut. Thomas said, unless I see the Lord and put my hands and feel, I will not believe. So the Lord made him a special visit. Do you know the Lord wants to increase your faith? He does. He wants to increase my faith. And it says here, reach hither thy finger and behold my hands, and reach hither thy hand and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing. And Thomas answered and said unto him, my Lord and my God, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. Now, I want to ask you a question.
Do you believe what I'm preaching this morning? Do you believe that the Holy Spirit can give you all the power you need to live a holy life? If anyone is here that is not sanctified, do you believe you should stay that way? Or do you think you should ask the Lord to help you to get the Holy Spirit? You know, the Lord wants to give you the Holy Spirit. You know, the Lord will help you to be strong. The Lord will help you to be stronger than you think you're capable of being through the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is power. That song says, oh yes, there is a higher power. I think about some of the verses in that song. I looked it up a little bit. It says, go tell those people lost in sin, there is a higher power. They can't believe the works of man, there is a higher power. When darkness seems to overcome, there's a higher power. I don't have to sing them right now, but come thou almighty King and holy, holy, holy Lord God Almighty, how great thou art. There's so many beautiful songs that I just love because it extols the Lord's name. This is what we want to extol. We want to praise him for what he's done for us. Praise him for the Holy Spirit. And then as I was looking this up, I found this other beautiful song. I don't believe I've ever heard it before, but it was so, so beautiful. And it says here, one pair of hands to heal the sick, one pair of hands raise the dead, one pair of hands calmed the raging sea, and thousands of people were fed. One pair of hands said, I love you, and these hands were nailed to a tree. These hands are so strong, so when life goes wrong, put your faith into one pair of hands. But you know what? I wish I could sing it like that man saying, but I can't. But it's so beautiful. It's so beautiful. One pair of hands. You know what? These hands can do so much more than man can do. These hands can help you in life. And the Lord wants to give you the Holy Spirit. The Lord loves you, and he wants to give you the Holy Spirit. I'm so glad that the Lord gave me the Holy Spirit. I'm so glad. Without the Holy Spirit, I just couldn't make it without the Holy Spirit. But with the Holy Spirit, the Lord has helped me thus far. And I've been saved 43 years, and I'm not boasting to myself. I'm boasting in the Holy Ghost. The Lord has helped me to stay saved and stay encouraged. It's pressing on. And I mean to do it till the very end. I mean, he would watch me, and by God's grace, I'm not sin myself. I want to watch you too. I'm so glad to see you. I'm so glad that you're saved. I'm so glad you're still pressing on. I want to say to all of you, thank you for being faithful to God, because you give me encouragement. You give me strength just by seeing you. And I know that you're still saved and you're still sanctified. You're still pressing on. If anybody today feels like they need the Holy Spirit, I just wanted to deliver this little message. It was burning on my heart for days, and I just wanted to share it with you that there's a higher power. We don't have to be defeated. We don't have to give up to anything. There's a higher power that can help us. Pray for me.